Thank you, Liz. I will read first of all the scripture or the quotes that are inside your devotional, and then I will be reading from scripture. And the quotes have to do with the world's view of hope, and the scripture, of course, has to do with God's view of hope, the kingdom view of hope. So inside the devotional, the first one is from Thoreau. Most men live lives of quiet desperation and go to their graves with the song still in them. And from the movie The Shawshank Redemption. Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane. Who said that? Absolutely. Tori has actually been a part of the Shawshank Redemption anniversary celebrations because he looks like Tim, what's his last name?
Andy Dufresne,
but what's his name? Tim Robbins? He looks like Tim Robbins, and you were just down there one day, and the people that were planning it came up to you and asked you if you'd be willing to come and walk around and look like Andy Dufresne. The first year, they gave you a prison shirt. They took it back, didn't they, when they were done?
This year, I went to
a classy Andy Dufresne, yeah.
Post-escape.
That's Tori's favorite. I'm getting off on a tangent. That's Tori's favorite movie, and I like it. I asked you one time, I don't know if you remember, what was it about that movie that you liked? And you said, Mom, it's about a man who did his time. And I thought that was just the best summary of that movie. So if you haven't seen it, make sure to watch it. It's a good movie. No, I didn't. I don't think so. I think you can still not know how it is. Okay. The world's view of hope juxtaposed against God's view, a kingdom view. It's on the back of your devotional. Three scripture verses, all from the book of Colossians. The first one, the first chapter, verses 3-6. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. You've already heard about this hope in the message of truth, the gospel that has come to you. It is bearing fruit and growing all over the world, just as it has among you since the day you heard it and recognized God's grace in the truth. And from the first chapter, verses 11-14 of Colossians, may you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sins in him. And from Colossians 3:1-4. So if you have been raised with the Messiah, seek what is above, where the Messiah is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on what is above, not on what is on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with the Messiah in God. When the Messiah, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Amen.